Petersburg, Kevin Todd Hatt, Brian Thomas Walker, Mark Stephen Lennon, Smith Towns Council, David Patrick Corbin, Jeremy David Taft, Melissa Yvonne York, George Arnold Somerville, Appellees Council.
You may proceed.
May it please the court, Mark Linden Smith for Sam Massenburg, the administrator for Corey Massenburg, for the appellants. And Mr. Massenburg, Corey Massenburg, died in 2017 in a house fire in Petersburg, Virginia. And we say in our complaint, and the complaint is accepted as true in terms of its factual allegations, that Mr. Massenburg died as a result of the negligence on the part of the city in carrying out its proprietary functions concerning simple maintenance and care and inspection and use of its water system. Because the fire hydrant at the time and place of this fire did not work. And we say that the reason it didn't work is because for almost 20 years, the Public Works Department, who had taken over the care and maintenance and inspection of fire hydrants and the water systems generally as part of its duties concerning public works, simply failed to do its job. It failed to adequately inspect. It failed to adequately see that things were wrong with the system and take out a wrench and fix it. It didn't involve any sort of special governmental discretion. It didn't involve any sort of policy decisions that had to be made. It didn't involve any sort of emergencies. It did not involve any sort of snap judgments that needed to be made on the part of anybody, including firefighters. The firefighters were a circumstance, as was the fire, was a circumstance.
Justice Mims has a question he'd like to ask you.
I was waiting for the end of your sentence, but it's been a long sentence.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
That's okay. My question is, I think is there agreement that a water system generally is a proprietary function, and firefighting is a governmental function? Is that...
The parties agree on that, okay. Correct.
What purposes does a city put a fire hydrant next to the street for?
Multiple purposes. One of the main functions, at least as I understand it, is for clean and appropriate and serviceable operation of its water system.
Okay, but for what end purposes? You've indicated that...
The end purpose would be, for example, if there's a break in the water system, that's the function of a hydrant, is to flush that system, to clean out the system.
I thought a fire hydrant was meant to open up water for fires.
That's perhaps the most important reason. Okay. But another very important reason is that it's used... And I would, since we didn't have a chance to take any discovery or evidence in this case, I am suggesting, based on material that I've read concerning fire hydrants, that less than 20% of the time, fire hydrants are actually used by the fire department when they show up for a fire. Most of the time, I would guess, the city of Petersburg does this, they mostly use their fire hydrants for things like cleaning out the system.
But you don't have to have a fire hydrant to clean out your system.
Well, that is the use for them, though, and that's the easiest access for doing that.
It would seem, I'd be correct in saying that's a secondary use.
I don't know if it's secondary or not.
The name itself,
to that effect.
The name fire hydrant suggests a primary purpose.
I agree. It suggests that's a very important function for it.
Well, my question was actually getting at a more clearer question, and that is, can you have a governmental function within a proprietary function? And that's what I want you to answer. Because I would assert that a fire hydrant is there to fight fires. and that is the primary reason why a city, a government would spend a considerable amount of money to put it there, even though the overall function of providing water generally is proprietary. So that's what I want you to drill down on, if you would, please.
I would guess I would say that the purpose of the fire hydrant is twofold. One would be for maintenance of the water system. One would be for putting out fires. But if it's not doing either one of those things, and it's based on the negligence of the department or the personnel within that department that is supposed to be taking care of it, I don't see how it transforms from a simple wrench and pipe proprietary function into a governmental function simply because the thing that's being used or would be used if they could use it by the fire department is something that is typically associated with fighting fires. I mean, it's certainly true that this death resulted from a fire, and it resulted because the fire hydrant did not work. But we also say that this entire system in this neighborhood was just let go for basically 20 years and had fallen into disrepair. And so to that extent, it didn't involve any sort of special emergency service by anybody. It didn't involve any sort of special fire training. It didn't involve anything concerning anything pertaining to the fire department, except they certainly hoped and expected when they show up at where one of these fire hydrants are located that it will actually work.
May I redirect you to Justice Mims' question and with respect to the Carmichael decision and the decisions that it relied upon? The quote is, when governmental and proprietary functions coincide, the governmental function is the overriding factor. So in light of the fact that water generally is proprietary and obviously the use of the fighting fires is obviously governmental, aren't these two at least coinciding, and shouldn't governmental function be the primary function for purposes of determining sovereign immunity?
Well, I suppose it depends on what coincide means under these circumstances. I mean, you obviously have different functions that are carried out by different departments of the city. Public Works doesn't do any police work. Police don't do much, if any, public works work. The firemen do firework. So necessarily the functions or the duties that are carried out by the various departments in the city do different things.
Well, the functions that issue here is not cleaning out a bunch of pipes, it's about fighting a fire and having enough water to fight a fire. And they didn't have enough water.
The only reason that the function of fighting fire is, I suppose, important in this case, and it's a crucial thing, is that that's why the fire department was there. And that's what the hydrant is there for when the fire department shows up. But those are just circumstances that don't have anything to do with the negligence that's at stake in this case. We're not saying the fire department did anything wrong. We're not saying they used the wrong hoses. We're not saying they didn't know how to work the fire hydrant. We're saying that simple proprietary negligence over a number of years, just neglect by the Public Works Department, was the negligent cause of this injury.
And as you understand sovereign immunity, what would be the answer to this question? Suppose the facts were the fire hydrants and the pipes leading up to the fire hydrants are never used for anything else but fighting fires. They don't use the flushing system, they don't use it for sprinklers, they don't do anything but fight fires. And exactly the same scenario occurred, that the hydrant piping didn't work and the water wasn't on the building and a tragedy happened. What would be the sovereign immunity analysis from your perspective?
I think the sovereign immunity analysis would be that if that's the only thing that the fire hydrant was ever used for, then per force, it involves the activity or function.
So the only difference between that scenario and your scenario is the allegation that they sometimes clean the pipes out and flush the system. Why should that make a difference for sovereign immunity?
And the negligence that was involved. Not just the function that we're focusing on is the function of the Public Works Department to take simple care of.
The sovereign immunity depends on the function. It doesn't depend at all on the nature of the negligence. It's the function in which the negligence occurred. So if, in fact, the function is governmental completely, as you concede and obviously have to concede, then it doesn't matter exactly what the negligence is or isn't. If there is any negligence at all, it's covered by sovereign immunity. Here you have an allegation of some proprietary type of argument, which has got to flush the system out from time to time. It's obviously secondary to the primary use, which is fighting fires. And that's, but in your scenario, there's no sovereign immunity. I just don't understand the doctrinal basis for that. Other than sovereign immunity should be abolished in Virginia, and that's not our call.
That is not what we're asking for either. But what we are asking for is that there be a meaningful dichotomy drawn here, I suppose, concerning when the proprietary function of simple wrench on pipe functions on the part of the Public Works Department, and then the function, very important safety function, of the fire department being able to use that fire hydrant and that those things that they're depending on other city employees to carry out their responsibilities properly to care for, when that becomes a governmental function. And I would say the point at which the functions divide is the point at which the fire department hooks up its hoses to the fire hydrant and wants water out of it. And if it doesn't get water because of the negligence of other city employees, then, I mean, basically what the, let's be clear what the city's asking for. They're asking for complete immunity for anything pertaining to fire hydrants if somebody is injured as the result of a fire.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. This city's water system actually provides water to residential homes and to businesses for consumption purposes, correct?
Correct.
Well, isn't that a little bit different than confining it just to washing out the system? It seems to me that what you have, and people are being charged with water bills for water in the city of Petersburg for the use of the same system that is also used for firefighting, correct?
Correct.
Well, it seems to me that your stronger answer would have been that. And the question would be, this was caused by low water pressure, right?
It was caused by defective equipment that the city was supposed to take care of. I'm assuming the water pressure was fine. There's not a concern about a lack of supply of water. The fire department just couldn't get to it because the Public Works Department didn't take care of the things they were supposed to take care of.
Right.
So that's what I'm suggesting the city is asking for here. They can clarify it if
Council,
they think I'm wrong, but I'm suggesting
Council,
the city...
Page 9 of the joint appendix. When firefighters arrived, the hydrant located at 480 Burn Street was effectively inoperable and upon information and belief was not receiving an adequate or sufficient sustained flow of water to the hydrant, and further was not receiving sufficient pressure or residual pressure from water flowing from water mains coming into the area where this house was located. Are you
correct? The entire system was in disrepair. But there was not a shortage in a supply of water. There was a shortage because it stopped because nobody had taken care of the pipes, the mains, the valves, or the fire hydrants.
So you no longer take the position that there was insufficient pressure?
I don't know that we know that. The insufficient pressure would be certainly no pressure going into the fire hoses. But as to whether or not that's caused by some sort of pressure problem within the entire system or whether it's a shortage of water, we're not suggesting that. There's no shortage of water in the neighborhood.
So
it's just bad equipment that was taken care of by the Public Works Department.
So your position on appeal is that it was the hydrant itself that was problematic rather than a systemic issue?
As far as we can tell, it was systemic. And it was a hydrant problem. It would be useful if we had discovery.
If you are not taking the position that it was insufficient pressure, what was the systemic problem?
Lack of maintenance and care throughout the system in this area.
But how did lack of maintenance throughout the system relate to this specific hydrant?
Because the hydrant didn't work. We don't really have, we can't get very deep into the evidence.
With due respect, I'm not following that logic.
Well, it's virtually impossible for us to nail down exactly what the problem was with the hydrant or the valves or the pipes going into the hydrant because we haven't been allowed to conduct any discovery. The only thing that we have in the case is what we've been able to glean from facts that are available to the public, facts that we've been able to glean through our own investigation, and facts that seem to be circumstantial evidence as to what happened here. And I am running out of time, so thank you very much.
May it please the court. I am George Somerville, counsel for the city of Petersburg. Jeremy Katz with me also is counsel for the city. I start with a proposition that I think is unquestioned. Sovereign immunity is alive and well in Virginia. And if a death or damage results from a local government's failure to put out a fire, sovereign immunity applies because fighting fires is a governmental function. In fact, it is a quintessentially governmental function. The city has paid nothing for supplying the water. It acts entirely for the public welfare. In the words of this court's decision in Transportation, Inc., and this was dispositive of the ruling in Transportation, Inc., it is done only, I quote, for the purpose of protecting the general public health and safety. In the bonded warehouse case, this court in 1927 announced a rule that has been the law in Virginia ever since, and it's followed in a vast majority of cases in other states right down to the present day. This court said that operation of a water department to supply water for domestic and commercial purposes is proprietary. No question about that. The city is paid for the water, the court said. It's a purely commercial transaction. But fighting fires, the court said, is a governmental function. The same distinction is embodied in the dual capacity reasoning of a number of the cases from other states that we have cited. The Theodoro decision in the Missouri Court of Appeals states it very well. The court said, at that time, meaning at the time of the fire, the waterworks system attached to the hydrant was used in its governmental capacity for fire protection. As a couple of questions from the court have suggested, this is a case where, at worst, the governmental and proprietary functions coincide. I think Justice Mims used the words governmental within proprietary. And when that's the case, the governmental function is the overriding factor.
Depending on the nature of the accident.
I'm sorry?
Depending on the nature of the accident.
Yes. Depending on, as the circuit court stated it, the ultimate harm. Now, this is a tragic case. But there are tragic cases involving sovereign immunity. In fact, the Carter against Chesterfield County Health Commission case, which is cited in the VTLA's amicus reply brief, that's a wrongful death case in which sovereign immunity applied because a governmental function was at issue. Death is different, but the question is the function of the local government at issue that led to the death. That's really all I have to say to the court. If there's any questions, I'd be pleased to answer them. Thank you.
Call the next case.